Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2013. It's late in the evening. Not going to be much later before I go to bed. I didn't record the Wholesome Bites on Friday because I've been suffering from severe sleep deprivation. And in fairness, it's not down to the kids. It's hard to explain, but sleep deprivation, I mean, it's used as a form of torture. And it is a form of torture. And I often wonder when you're a new mother and you're barely getting 2 hours sleep in a row at night, you know, there is a reason why a child starts to sleep through, obviously, because they become more sustained. But if a child doesn't start to sleep through, and over a prolonged period of time, you continue to lose sleep, you do, as a mother, as a parent, begin to feel like you're going insane. And I know that sleep deprivation can contribute to depression and other mental health issues. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been extremely stressed. And truth be told, I am still stressed today. But the last 3 days, I've made a big effort to get things off my chest, to open up and to talk to those around me, to my friends, to my family about stuff that are bothering me. Not be afraid to admit that I'm struggling with certain issues and ask for help. And the amount of sleep has increased. And I feel an awful lot more settled in myself and an awful lot more able to make and take decisions. And for the first time in a long while, I'm sitting in a clean room and at the end of the day. And up until the last couple of days, I've been getting to bedtime for the kids and I've not been able to tidy up after them every evening. The brain and the body just have not been willing. I've just been too exhausted. However, this evening, as I came up to bedtime, I tidied up. And it feels an awful lot better to be sitting in a clean room and know that the kitchen is also clean. And that helps that my brain feel a little bit clearer when I get up in the morning. So it's just little things, a little bit more sleep makes me a little bit more able to cope with the everyday things that are going on. So there you go. I mean, there's no need for me to go into the causes of the stress. They are numerous, and I am managing them and I am trying to categorize them and not give them too much space in my head because it is affecting me on a day-to-day basis. Hopefully with a little bit more sleep, I will be better able to keep up with my responsibilities and commitments. So there you go. That's how things have gone in Wholesome Towers.